Hello, everyone, and welcome to another short session with meditation and a short talk before that. Today I'm going to take the meditation a slightly different direction. We had a request online, and it's okay to give requests sometimes. So we're going to do the meditation. We're going to do a death contemplation instead of the ordinary mindfulness of breathing or just awareness meditation. But to start out, I just want to talk a little bit more about the situation in the world. And one of the questions we get a lot as monks these days, obviously, is that people are fearful and they are anxious about the future, what's going to happen, and they want to know about ways to deal with that anxiety and fear, and how to use the Dhamma, particularly how to overcome that. And obviously, right now there's many things that you can be concerned about if you are, if you are worried about things. There's obviously just the idea of the illness and the potential death even of the coronavirus, even though it's only a small percentage to pass away. There's always that possibility is always there. And then you have the psychological trauma that many people go through with being, in seclusion for long periods of time. And especially if you're not used to that, it can be quite hard to deal with. And then you have the economic situation for some people. People are concerned about what's going to happen to their personal finances. And of course, also even the world economy looks like it's going to be hit very badly by this whole COVID-19 situation. So there's lots of things. If you are prone to worrying about things, and I think these days a large number of people are, for obvious reasons, there's a lot there to be concerned about. So how do we deal with that in a Buddhist way, in a constructive way? And one of the things to always remember about Buddhism is that our future is not made by the upheavals, the ups and downs of the world. The future is always made by our conduct. So whether the world goes one way or whether the world goes another way, in the end it is your conduct, how you live your life, that's going to determine the long-term outcome of things. And one of the things that I have seen during this coronavirus situation here at the monastery, or the monastery which is just across the road over here, is that actually it seems to have a good effect on people, a good effect on people's morality, on people's kindness, on people's support for each other. There's a lot of many good things going on because of this situation right now. And in particular, at our monastery, even though it is now impossible for people to come and visit the monks and have chats and socialize at the monastery and all of these kind of things that they normally do when they come to meet us every day, they come and offer food. Even though they can't do that, they still come to the monastery here. And many people, they drive all the way from Perth, which for some people is an hour or more. And all they do is they drop the food off at the monastery. They barely say hello, get back into the car, and then drive off again afterwards. No chance to really speak to anyone, no chance to hang out or socialize or anything like that. And yet, they still keep on doing that. And one of the surprising things is that the amount of support that we get now is almost exactly the same, perhaps even more sometimes than what we normally have at the monastery. So it's almost as if people are, doing an extra work just to ensure that everyone is okay during these difficult times for everybody. And it's just wonderful to see how that kindness comes out. And that is only one example. There's also all kinds of initiatives going on to help the people who are especially vulnerable to the COVID virus, people who are elderly and perhaps have chronic illnesses and these kind of things. And people making initiatives to look after each other, to support each other in these difficult times. So in a sense, the COVID-19 is not just something, it's not really, if it brings out the best in people, if it brings out the good qualities, actually, that is a ground for optimism, because that is what determines our long-term future, whether we're going to be happy or not. The coronavirus is just one of the ups and downs of the world. It doesn't really affect us in the long term. But if this COVID-19 brings out our good qualities, it actually means it's going to have a positive effect on the long term rather than a negative effect on the long term. And this is, of course, exactly what Adam Brahm always talks about when he talks about the good, bad, who knows story, is that we just don't know. Sometimes we are anxious and fearful of the things that are not really, you know, not really necessary in the bigger picture of things to be fearful and anxious about. And we forget those things that we really should be fearful and anxious about, which is our conduct. Sometimes we forget about that, but even though that is far more important for the long term of things. So allow yourself to be inspired by the goodness in the world. And when you are inspired by the goodness in the world, then every one of us tends to live up to that same kind of goodness. And we all become blessings for ourselves as well as blessings for the world around us. So in many ways, this is a time just to take the Dhamma more seriously. And then the future is going to be bright for each one of us. But one of the things, of course, that we are tend to be anxious about in times of illness like this is the idea that we might die even from this kind of illness. You see, the number of people dying around the world is quite high. And because there is a small chance that anyone could die, it is a good opportunity to do the death contemplation. The death contemplation is something that you find in the suttas in many, many different places. It's something that was emphasized by the Buddha, and for that reason, something that is very useful for us to do. And the Buddha specifically said that the death contemplation should be done by everyone, whether you are a monastic, a layperson, whether you are a woman or a man, it doesn't really matter. Everyone should be doing this kind of death contemplation. And the reason is very obvious. The reason is that when you do the death contemplation, when you make it work, then you see the limitations of this life, and it turns your mind towards the spiritual practice in a very powerful way. You understand that all the petty concerns of this life, the you know, the things that we desire in this world, and the angers that we have, the animosities, the irritations, all of that belongs to this world. And in the face of death, it all seems so. It actually is completely meaningless and pointless. And then when you are able to give those things up through your death contemplation, what happens ideally is that you become very peaceful, actually. And this is the idea behind the death contemplation. Now, one of the interesting things about death contemplation is that, or the idea of dying in general, is that it is very similar to what happens in meditation practice. So if you are able to meditate properly, if you're able to find a little bit of peace in your meditation practice, that is a good sign that you will also be able to deal with death in a good way. What is it that unifies or brings death and meditation together? What is the thing they have in common? And the thing they have in common is that both in meditation and also in a dying situation, we have to let go. You cannot hold on to any things anymore. You realize that this world is going to be an obstacle, both for dying in a peaceful way, but also to enable peace in your meditation practice. So if you are able to let go in meditation, if you're able to find a little bit peace, if you're able to turn away from the problems of the world and all the unreliability of all the fleeting happinesses of the world, which I can't really hold on to anyway, if you can find a peace, turn away and find peace from all of that, then chances are you will be able to do exactly the same thing if and when eventually each one of us is going to have to die. And then you're going to have a good death. You're going to find that ease. It's going to be very easy for you. So you can take a sense of, you can feel a sense of security about your own dying. If you enjoy your meditation practice and you find peace there, you can be pretty sure that you're going to have a good death as well, because the process is largely the same. So let us try some death contemplation in practice and see if we can make it work. And then if you feel that at any point during this meditation it is uncomfortable or whatever, or you find yourself that it's mentally hard to deal with or whatever, then please stop. But usually these contemplations are just nice and peaceful. Let's see how it goes. The meditation will be just roughly about half an hour or so. Okay, so as always, whatever kind of meditation that you do, it's always good to have roughly the same starting point and get a general sense of mindfulness and clarity before you go on to the meditation object. So to start off, as always, by just making sure that you are really relaxed and at ease, that you don't have any pain in your body, and also that you don't have any tension, that you just relax the body to the max and just feel the sense of ease in just sitting there. No sense of tension, no sense of problems, either within or without. And as you keep on just relaxing and being present in this way, just feel how delightful it is to just withdraw from that world outside where there are so many problems. And right now there's more problems than there has been in a long time. And what a wonderful thing it is just to withdraw to the refuge within instead. Inside of yourself, it's as if the world starts to fade away. The world starts to become irrelevant. And you go inside into your private little cave where it is peaceful and it is safe from all the problems outside. And once you have a bit of clarity and mindfulness within, that is usually when you are ready to focus on a particular object of meditation. And this time, as I said, I'm going to try to take it in a slightly different direction. I'm going to see if we can make use of the death contemplation in a time like this, when death is more real than it usually is. So again, only follow along if you feel at ease. If it does make you feel anxious or anything, or you have some negative reaction to it, please stop at any time. It should not be a fearful thing. It should be something that gives rise to peace and tranquility within. To start off this meditation by imagining yourself your inner room, and there is a bed in the room, and apart from the bed, there's only four blank walls, white walls. And the bed is a very simple bed. There's a mattress there, and it has a white linen on it, and you are dressed in a white garment, a bit like a white hospital outfit of a kind. And there's nothing of interest in this room. You are lying on your bed, you are lying on your back, looking at the ceiling. The door is closed, there is no window. You know that you have said goodbye to all your family members and friends. You will not be meeting anyone between now and the point of your death. Your death is only a few hours away at the very most, and you're lying on your back, basically waiting to die. What does it feel like? And just make a mental note of what the feeling is like when you know that you are going to die very soon. And then later on we can discuss that in greater detail. But for now we will just carry on with this contemplation of dying. And as you approach in your death, remember you're lying in a very simple room. There's nothing to be seen. The door is closed. You will not be meeting anyone between now and the point of your death. And you start to realize at this point that you're going to have to abandon so many things that belong to this life. And the most obvious things that you're going to have to abandon are all your possessions. Everything you own in this world, absolutely everything, from the very clothes you're wearing, to any car or anything that really is close to you, everything is going to have to go. To feel what it is like to abandon all of those things. And as you are approaching your final passing away, you realize that there's even more things that you have to abandon there. All the people in your life, all your friends and acquaintances, all the people that are most dear to you, your family members, the people who you have lived with for all these years, now is the time to say goodbye in your mind. So say goodbye to all these people. Wish them well on the journey onwards. And then let go of even these people. And again, as you let go, just gradually feel what it feels like. And as time goes by, you're coming closer and closer to your passing away. It is now becoming quite close. And as you get very close, you start to realize there's even more things that you have to abandon in this process. You are by yourself now, but even so much of the content, so much of the things that you take to be yourself, actually belong to this world. A large part of your identity is made up by the relationships and the status you have in this world. Your education, your gender, your social standing, whether you are a monk or a lay person, and all of these things that we build the sense of self out of. Now is the time to give up even those things. So abandon all this content, all the content of the mind that belongs to this life. Now is the time to let go and move onwards with a sense of emptiness. There's something very delightful about giving up the sense of self. It's as if you start to feel really empty inside. And just notice the beauty of that emptiness. It is peaceful, it is still, there is no problems there. All the problems have been left behind. But now, as you are approaching the moment of your passing away, and you're getting very, very close now, you know it can happen at any time, you realize that even this physical body, you're going to have to give it up as you approach the very last moment of your life. So see if you can even give up any attachment or holding on to this physical body. Move instead towards that beautiful emptiness inside, that sense where the mind is at peace, where it doesn't need any of these external things of the world. So give up your body and see what that feels like. And there comes a point in this process of abandoning, and you don't know whether you are dead or alive anymore. And you realize for the first time, it doesn't actually matter, because what you have with you is this beautiful sense of peace in your heart, this beautiful emptiness inside, and you are willing just to allow the process to carry on by itself, just enjoying this beautiful freedom from all the burdens in life, this beautiful sensation of moving on to something very nice. And as you allow this process of dying just to unfold all by itself, and you just enjoy the beautiful sense of peace and emptiness inside, you wonder why you were ever afraid of the process of dying. Now you see how beautiful it is. It is just this sense of emptiness inside. And as you see the beauty of the process of dying, the letting go of all the burdens of the world, you start to feel this gratitude to all the people in the world, all your spiritual guides, all the people who have helped you to make such a beautiful death possible. So remind yourself of that and see if you can allow the gratitude to arise in your heart. And as you realize the marvelous contribution that all these people have done to your life, enable you to die in such a beautiful way, start to feel this beautiful sense of metta and kindness towards all these people. May you all be well and happy. In fact, the whole planet Earth has been responsible in a certain way. For all the beings on the Earth, every one of you, may you be well, may you be happy. And now we are coming towards the end of the meditation. For a few moments, just come back to your breath. And now, before we come to the very end, please try to review your meditation very briefly. Ask yourself, how do you feel now? And if you feel more unburdened, more at peace, if you find that your good qualities have become stronger, try to understand why that is. How does this process of letting go actually work? And in a moment, I will ring the bell, the gong, 3 times. And at the end of the 3rd gong, then please come out of your meditation.